You're listening to Morning Music with Graham Pascoe. Hope you enjoyed the first part of the program. In this part of the program, I'll introduce you to my singer of renown for this week, an Australian soprano who was born in Bundaberg in Queensland. Do you remember the song Unforgettable, a big hit for Nat King Cole in 1952, and then a duet with Natalie Cole in 1991? Roger Williams played the piano with his orchestra in that recording of Unforgettable. The next recording you'll hear, for me, is an unforgettable recording.
Yes, then methought my dream was changed, the streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas, the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, heart of the ancient sing, Hosanna, in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And once again the scene was changed, new earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its streets, the gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night, or sun to shine by day. It was the new Jerusalem that could not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that could not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore.
The American tenor Richard Crooks sang The Holy City, written by the British songwriters Stephen Adams and Fred Weatherly. Occasionally I play a recording of a song from one of the Gilbert and Sullivan operettas. Today's the day.
By a lovelorn loon who fled from the mocking throng. Oh, it's a song of a merry man, moping mum, whose soul was sad and whose glance was glum, who sipped no sum and who craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady. Hey, dee, hey, dee, misery me, lackadee. He sipped no sum and he craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady.
I have a song to sing.
Your song,
oh. It is sung with the ring of the songs made sing, who love with a love life long. Oh, it's the song of a merry maid, purely proud, who loved her lord and who laughed aloud at the moan of a merry man, moping mum, whose soul was sad and whose glance was glum, who sipped no sup and who craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady. Hey, hey, misery, lackadee. Sit myself and take
To the knell of a churchyard bell and a doleful dirge ding dong. Oh, it's a song of a popinjay bravely born, who turned up his noble nose with scorn at the humble merry maid, fairly proud, who loved the Lord and who laughed aloud at the moan of the merry man, moping mum, whose soul was saddened, whose glance was glum, who sipped no sum and who craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady. Heidi, heidi, misery me, lackadaisy. He sipped no sub and he craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady.
I have a song to sing.
Sing me a song.
It is sung with a sigh and a tear in the eye, for it tells of a right and a wrong. It's the song of a merry maid once so gay, who turned on a heel and crept away from the peak of Popinjay bravely born, who turned up his noble did not prize, so she begged on her knees with downcast eyes for the love of a merry man, moping mum, whose soul was sad, whose glance was glum, who sipped no sup and who craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady.
I Have a Song to Sing, Oh, written by Gilbert and Sullivan for their operetta The Yeoman of the Guard, first performed in London at the Savoy Theatre in October 1888. That recording of I Have a Song to Sing, Oh, was from the Doyley Cart Opera Company cast. I can recall it must have been in the 1970s when my family and I used to love to watch and listen to the ABC television show The Magic of Music. And here's a recording which features the artists from The Magic of Music.
My spirit free. do. The book of life is brief, and once a page is read, all but love is dead. That is my belief. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free.
Shirley MacDonald was accompanied by the orchestra of Eric Jupp in that recording of Don McLean's song, And I Love You So. Beaut recording, I thought. Over the years, the popular songwriters often stole, borrowed, adapted recordings of melodies by classical composers. Here's one of them. It originally was written as a waltz by the Romanian composer John Jovanovici in the 1880s, and Saul Chaplin adapted it and came up with this song.
Oh, how we dance on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The world was in bloom. There were stars in the sky, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Dear, as I held you close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your charm. Hearts gently beating were murmuring low, darling, I love you so. The night seemed to fade into blossoming dawn. The sun but the dance lingered on. Could we but recall that sweet moment sublime, we'd find that our love two hearts gently beating were murmuring low.
Bing Crosby sang the anniversary song. He was accompanied by Victor Young in that recording from 1947. In the Jolson story, the song was sung rather well by Al Jolson in a very unforgettable scene in the motion picture, The Jolson Story. It's time for me to introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. As I said before, she's an Australian soprano, born in Bundaberg in Queensland in 1892. I'll refer to Gladys Moncrief. She became famous in 1921 in Australia in the performance of The Maid of the Mountains. Then she went to London with a great success until homesickness brought her home again, and she became even more popular in Australia than she had been before and became known as our Glad. Love Will Find a Way from the operetta The Maid of the Mountains, recorded in Sydney in 1928 by Gladys Moncrief, my singer of renown for this week. Going across the Pacific to North America, I'm going to play a couple of recordings by a singer who was renowned for singing on Broadway shows in musicals. He starred, for example, in the Broadway production of Kiss Me, Kate, and also of Kismet. I refer to the tenor Alfred Drake. Enjoy now a couple of recordings in which Alfred Drake sings, in some cases with other members of the cast, for the original Broadway production of Kismet. Alfred Drake and three other members of the original Broadway cast of Kismet sang And This Is My Beloved. In Kismet, Alfred Drake also sang a number of solos. I think I'll play one of them for you.
A fool sat beneath an olive tree, and a wondrous thought had he. So he rose and he told it to the sky. And where was I? Behind the tree, I overheard his reverie. Why be content with an olive when you could have the tree? Why be content to be nothing when there's nothing you couldn't be? Why be contented with one olive tree when you could have a whole olive grove? Why be content with a grove when you could have the world? The fool stood beneath the olive tree. What a wondrous thought, said he. But alas, it is very, very deep. And then he yawned and went to sleep. Because you see, he was a fool. Why be content with an olive when you could have the tree? That which has lulled you to sleep, fool, has awakened me. Why should I sigh that my lot is my lot, that I can't make it anything more? When this is a lie, an excuse for a fool to snore. I walked from behind the olive tree with a wondrous change in me. For I walked with my eye upon a star. If you have heard and do not heed, there is a word for what you are. And oh my friend, the word is
The Olive Tree, from the musical production Kismet, sung by Alfred Drake from the original Broadway cast. The music was adapted by Wright and Forrest from the music of Alexander Borodin. A very different New York production is one which I've found now, not to do with the Middle East at all, but very much to do with Hollywood, a musical which was based on, in a way, on the lives of Mack Sennett and Mabel Normand, producer and actress from the silent music era. And the song that I'm going to play from Mack and Mabel is this one, which features Robert Preston as Mack Sennett.
I won't send roses or hold the door. I won't remember which dress you wore. My heart is too much in control. The lack of romance in my soul will turn you gray, kid. So stay away, kid. Forget my shoulder when you're in need. Forgetting birthdays is guaranteed. And should I love you, you would be the last to know. I won't send roses, and roses soon you so. pace is frantic. My temper's cross with words romantic. I'm at a loss. I'd be the first one to agree that I'm preoccupied with me. And it's inbred, kid. So keep your head, kid. In me you'll find things like guts and nerve, but not the kind things that you deserve. And so while there's a fighting chance, just turn and go. I won't send roses and roses suit you. So
gee, that was quite a confession, wasn't it? Robert Preston singing as Mac Sennett in Mac and Mabel. Music and lyrics by Jerry Herman.
And now we open Song of Australia with a query. How can a man run a farm, compose songs, paint, play many instruments, yet still find time to be Australia's most beloved comedian? The answer is George Wallace. That sounds crazy, but so is George. Without that touch of slightly demented humor, he'd never have become the great comic who has us chuckling reminiscently long after the show's over. Here's a song he wrote, A Brown Slouch Hat. Joan Blake sings it, and it needs no introduction, for you know it already.
There is a symbol we love and adore it. You'll see it daily wherever you go. Long years have passed since our fathers once wore it. What is that symbol that we should all know? It's a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, and it means the world to me. It's the symbol of our nation, the land of liberty. And as soldiers they wear it, how proudly they bear it for all the world to see. Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, heading straight for victory. Don't you thrill as young Bill passes by? Don't you beam at that gleam in his eye? Head erect, shoulders square, tunic spick and span. Every inch a soldier and every inch a man. As they swing down the street, aren't they grand? Three abreast to the beat of the band. But what do we remember when the boys have passed along? Marching by so brave and strong. Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, and it means the world to me. It's the symbol of our nation, the land of liberty. And as soldiers they wear it, how proudly they bear it for all the world to see. Just a brown slouch hat with a side.
That was a recording from Australian radio during the Second World War. Earlier in the program, I played a recording of Thanks for the Memory, the Academy Award-winning song from 1938. 6 years later, this was the Academy Award-winning song.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday.
No, it wasn't really the Academy Award winning song, but for Helen it was an award winning song from yesterday.
Happy birthday to you. should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne.
For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet.
If only I could sing like Bing.
Yeah. you think no one can fill your shoes? And when you're gone, then I'll have the blues. Oh, yeah. Take another guess. If you go your way, then I'll go my way. And if you do as well as I do, honey, you'll do okay. So you think I'll die of loneliness?
Sugarfoot Blues was played by Clyde McCoy and his orchestra, and Oh Yes, Take Another Guess, sung by Ella Fitzgerald. New Zealand pianist Mamie Reid played Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody, Irving Berlin composition. Time just about for me to say au revoir. Hope you've enjoyed the programme.